The Dig Into It radio broadcast that you're about to listen to is a lot like the Donald Trump run for presidency. It's a show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. You're listening to Dig Into It Radio. Follow us on Twitter at DIG letter N number 2 IT Radio. That is Dig Into It Radio. Now stay tuned for Leanne Tooker Is Not Crazy.
Leanne Tooker is not crazy. Leanne Tooker is not crazy.
Yeah. I like it when the theme song takes my guest by surprise, which it did. guys, it's Leanne, and you're listening to Leanne Tooker Is Not Crazy on Dig Into It Radio Live. I'm back. What? I'm back for the 50th episode. Thank you for tuning in. Listen, I don't have my shit together. I'll acknowledge that up front. I need to get a more regular schedule because there are some really dedicated, sweet people out there who tweet me and IG me and stuff asking about shows. So thank you, anyone who wants to hear me. That makes me feel good and shit. All right, that's enough holiday sweetness. Anyway, before we get into our fascinating guest, I just want to remind you to follow us on Twitter at Dig Into It Radio. That's at DIG, the letter N, the number 2 IT Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Leanne Tooker. You can like us on Facebook. And of course, you can listen to Dig Into It Radio anytime and anywhere on your mobile device with the app Stitcher. So we have some rowdy, fun, and exciting guests today on the show. I have actor and comedian Aiden Park, and I also have a fetish model and actress and cool chick, Paris Kennedy. Hi, guys.
Hey!
We can barely contain ourselves.
I know. Wow. They're like, when can we talk? When can we talk? When can we talk?
I can't even look at Aiden because he's making me laugh, and I'm trying to be quiet while you're doing your intro.
And you were not expecting
Leanne Tooker. Your voice is so nice for radio.
It's
clear and like pretty and
thank you.
Hypnotizing. You could do hypnosis.
She could also do adult phone service.
Yes.
Maybe. I think I could, yeah. I mean, I've done it.
You'd be good at that.
You know, for free with, you know, dates or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
You start charging. Start making money off that.
Exactly. What am I thinking?
I heard that's really lucrative.
Yeah, you can go on. There's websites like Night Flirt. Like, you can do phone. Anyone can do phone sex now.
I think I saw Girl 6 or something, and I was like, oh, my God, I'll go, like, the way of the crazy chick on Girl 6. Didn't she, like, just lose her shit or something?
Yeah,
I
she did.
I saw that.
She lost her shit.
Who
she
was
did.
That? Who was Aiden that actor?
I don't know who that was, but it was some girl. She's Madonna was in it.
She
right?
was?
Wasn't she? Yeah, because she's the one when she decided to go rogue.
Oh, I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why I watched it.
Is this on Netflix?
I'm queer.
I'm going to watch when I get home.
It's really, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty old movie, right?
Yeah, it's like 95.
But she's doing phone sex. She's enjoying it. She's, you know, it's fun. She's making money. It's great. And then, like, you know, whatever, things just take a turn for the worse. It's very Lifetime movie sort of dramatic, you know.
I love things taking a turn for the worse.
And she spins out of, you know, psychological control. So maybe that's what turned me off on the phone sex.
But you could do it.
So instead, what I do is I do the outgoing messages at, like, any office I've ever worked at. I'm like, the Aiden Park is not available at the moment. Please
yeah, can
me.
You do my voicemail?
I will.
Maybe you can be, like, you know, the NPR people? You know, like, how, like, maybe if someone tweets you or maybe if someone retweets you, you can, like, leave. Leanne Tooker can record your voice message. You can, like, offer that to your listeners.
Or, like, a ringtone.
Yes.
Please pick up this fucking phone.
You should have an app, and then people could just download all the, like, crazy, like, shit you say. You know, nice stuff, happy holidays. If someone doesn't want to call their mom,
go
you
fuck
can have
yourself. That would be, like, my favorite.
Messages.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, like, we're like, giving you
I
business
love you, Mom.
Ideas,
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously, maybe we need to sign a contract before you guys leave so we know, you
I
know.
Love you, Mom. I'm dating a doctor. Like, just something, like, something basic
yeah.
cookie cutter that anyone can use for their mom.
I know.
We're all going to make a lot of money together.
Make some money. And we're going to use Leanne to make the money.
I know.
Well, I mean, I can do, you know, we have different, I think we all have pretty different strong, you know, voices.
I don't know that anybody would want me to do, like,
I think Aiden's would be great.
Oh,
like,
oh,
just
hi!
Hey!
I'm going to suck your penis.
Okay, I changed my mind. Can you do my voicemail?
Yeah, exactly. Mine's totally boring. Mine's for, like, the office world.
I just wanted to say this. What did you say about sucking? I don't know.
What?
You said something funny just now.
I just said sucking penis?
Yeah. Yeah. Sucking penis is so different from like sucking dick is usually what you hear about.
Right.
Sucking penis. It's
sounds,
funnier.
Yeah.
It's funnier.
You know what? It sounds dirtier to me.
I think it sounds younger. I feel
cuter,
like
cuter. It's cuter.
Yeah, but see, like, I feel like a man doesn't have a penis. He's got a dick or a cock. Right. Right. And then
he has a penis.
It sounds. I've heard like so many, I would know.
I've heard so many like, oh, you know, like suck my cock, suck my dick, like nothing. But like when someone says suck my penis, that's different.
It's so specific.
Oh, it's different.
It's different.
Clinical.
It's very clinical.
Awesome. We should tell the listeners that the three of us have more in common than just crazy, sexy voices for for apps that we're going to create. Aiden has a show called The Top Five with Aiden, and he has on entertaining people like Paris and myself, and we break down the top five of certain things that we might be sort of experts on, right? Is that... or that we might be well-versed in.
Yeah, totally. So Leanne, you did the... depression superpowers.
Yeah, top five depression superpowers. Because
awesome. You're depressed.
Depression is my jam. I mean, I have
you're
mastered.
Owning it, though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's, you know.
Like, I just work around it. I got this.
You're so friendly and, like, nice when I see you. I mean, I don't know what you were on, but you're very...
I'm not on anything. There's just a lot of internal dialogue going on that might frighten you that you don't know about.
Really?
Just keeps it on the inside. Keep it
wow.
on the deal.
You know, that's what it's all about. I think we're all crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
On one level or another.
Sure.
And it's just, like, being able to, like, see that and work around
Who
it.
Who can suppress it the most, I think. Like,
yeah.
Some people are better at, like, bearing it down.
Just managing it, you know.
Yeah, see, I manage it. Like, I'll know, like, I'm likely to be this way because of this, so I'm not going to eat breakfast that morning. Or I, you know, depending on...
Yeah.
I just work around my...
Totally. And that's, like, super admirable.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they say something like depression's, like, fighting your own mind every day or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't wear a big depression medal or anything. I just thought it was... pretty cool, like the benefits, like road rage and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love road rage. I have that big time.
And you did the porn episode.
Yes. What was your top five?
It was
top five
things you don't know about doing porn.
Top five truths about doing porn.
Yeah, yeah.
That maybe you wouldn't know or whatever. Which, listen, I wouldn't know any of it. Let me just say right now, if we get into any kind of, you know, porn erotic conversation, I'm likely to say some shit wrong. Just correct me. Just let me know.
Sure.
Like,
We can... I'm like, he's just the expert in his private life, and then I'll be the professional expert on the business side of things.
What were some of the top five?
Gosh, it was a while ago.
And by the way, guys, you can find
these
on
it.
YouTube.
It was... I think one was... that we... shit.
You shit. Listen, I do so many episodes.
I know.
What was it? Something about.
We need it. Like, I have to rewatch it.
Yeah, I really should have watched it, but I was freaking out about cleaning the house.
You know, it's immaculate here.
I think one was like, we don't have like. We're not all, like, rich with maids and butlers. Like, guys are like, I don't need to pay for porn. You guys are all rich with.
Oh, right.
With. Driving around LA in Rolls Royces with your maids and like when I'm like if I tweet I'm cleaning my house today they're like
I don't know what's happening.
hello, it's the pizza guy.
We have new software, guys, on the Dig Into It radio, and Leanne was really just trying to learn it this morning, so bear with us. We do have some people.
That was
listening.
A delightful technical difficulty. It was
Hi,
so, like,
Piper.
Pretty.
Piper is. I think we
oh,
know
Piper.
Piper,
yes.
Piper
we know
was
Piper.
Retweeting. You do personally?
On
Twitter.
Yeah, she's
right.
Hi, Piper.
I saw her being super supportive. Thank you, Piper.
She supports everything I do. Sally, now she will definitely support you. Aiden.
That's
anyone dope. Who's friends with any of us.
Uh-oh.
Mm. What happened?
Oh, okay, that was a long time ago.
Did we get a complaint?
Okay.
No, I was really panicked, you guys. I saw an old message from my producer saying, I don't hear anything. I was like, oh my God. But that doesn't make sense. Piper's communicating with us. She's not telepathic.
Now Aiden has to say, suck my penis all over again.
That's why everybody's tuning in, to hear me say, suck my penis.
I'll never get sick of it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, so yeah. So, I don't know. Second my that doesn't do it for me, you guys.
I don't find it erotic. I think it's silly and funny. Like, haha, penis.
Why though?
I think it's making me think of a child.
Cock
that's
what, is hot.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's bringing out in my. It's not normal, maybe, but that's what it's.
For me, it's
out.
Like it's just really it's like medical or clinical, like the penis,
right? The
where
vagina,
like cock
right.
is like more like hot, like cock,
right?
Like,
mm-hmm. And then dick is like an insult. Dick is like,
and then
fuck
it's like,
you, dick.
Yeah,
bring
exactly.
me that cock. You know what I mean? Like,
this could be a straight woman thing. I don't know. Or
I love how your voice flexible changed. Fuck you, Dave. Bring me that car.
Bring me that car. Sorry, I was sort of living in the moment there, you guys.
Okay, well, if everything fails for you, phone sex will be your crutch.
I'm writing that down so I don't forget, you guys. Yes. I do need to make some extra.
I actually think that that's, like, not that. I mean, if I had a sexy voice, I'd do it. You know.
What's the worst that could happen?
I have a webcam client that I do Skype shows with, and it's a guy who can do a woman's voice really well. And he, for, I think, something like 8 years, has been doing phone sex as a woman.
Wow.
Wow.
So all these guys have been, like, jerking off, talking to this guy on the phone, and it's a guy pretending to be a woman. And he's done the voice in, like, sessions.
Does he make money?
Yeah. He does. Wow. He makes his whole living doing it.
I want to do that.
If you can sound like a girl, you know.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Coco.
I think a lot of these guys know, but they don't, hey, like, they don't want to admit that they have, like, that they're gay, so they, like, it's their way of, like, exploring that side of them.
Oh, really?
Right. I think they know.
They can always be like, I thought it was a girl.
And yeah.
Yeah. Although no one's going to catch them anyway, but.
Exactly.
I love you, mister. I can't do it. So, I can't do it. You have to teach me how.
But
can I schedule lessons with that dude?
Yes.
I'll pay him to teach me how.
I'm sure he would love that.
That's fantastic. Great. New careers for everyone.
Definitely call the guys mister. That's so hot.
Mister. Mister.
Take out your dick, mister.
Your cock, mister. And don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick about it. Love it.
That's awesome.
And get your kid and his little penis out of here.
Get him out of the room.
That's great.
Adults only.
We've just broken down cock, dick, and penis for everybody.
Yay!
We got so far already. Like,
yeah.
We just educated the world.
We just jumped right the fuck in. We were like, hi, everyone, we're all here, and dick, penis, cock, dick, penis, cock.
Well, I mean,
I knew that was going to happen with this mix of people.
Sure.
I knew it.
Sure. Well, Aiden's just like a bona fide pervert, right?
I'm a whore. I mean, I used to be a whore, and now I'm like with one man, but like, I was a whore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Early 20s.
Well, everyone's got to do
late
that.
Late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, it was bad.
Maybe a relapse, late 20s. I don't know.
See, I was in such a long relationship, like, after the, you know, that it, like, evened out my shit. Do you know what I mean? Now I look like, oh, she didn't really get around a lot. Well, no, that's just because for 10 years it was locked up with one dick. You know what I mean?
I was in relationships a lot, but, like, then I was, you know, I did porn and stuff even while in relationships, like, serious relationships, so...
Do you
weird,
count?
Yeah.
Like, what? Do you have a number? Like, I don't count. But
no.
Do you?
I have
do you
no
count
idea.
Them as the same thing? Is it the same thing to you? Or
no,
is it...
no, it's totally separate.
Right.
Like,
oh,
I can be in a monogamous relationship. Like, I was in a monogamous relationship, ended porn, and still consider myself monogamous because it was for money. It was work.
But it's work,
it
okay. Right?
We didn't sleep with other people off camera.
Is it unpleasant? Like the work. The work.
No.
It's not.
I would say
it can't
most,
be unpleasant.
Most of the scenes. I mean, I haven't done a hardcore sex scene in like 5 years or so. But when I did do them, I would say there were definitely like it was rare that I would have a bad scene or
was
wouldn't
it
enjoy
hot
it.
Or like no.
Sometimes, yeah. It just depends. It's like real life. Like if you have chemistry with them, it's really
well.
Hot.
And even when you have chemistry, sometimes it's like I'm in the mood, and sometimes I'm not in the mood.
And then if you don't, it's then it's
sometimes
painful.
If I'm
then
in the
just
mood
like
and
work.
We don't have chemistry, I can still make the shit work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you go through the motions.
Would you ever take drugs to like kind of like? Get yourself in the mood or whatever?
No, because I didn't want to look bad on camera. Like, there are people who smoked weed and stuff, which, you know, I did.
Is that the worst? Like, smoke weed, or do people, like, do hardcore shit? Like heroin?
I saw, there were maybe 2 or 3 times. I mean, I've heard tons of stories and stuff that people did stuff harder than weed on a porn set. But for me, if I smoke my eyes, like, you can see it in my eyes a lot, and they get, like, half closed. And I didn't want that on camera.
Yeah.
I wanted to look awake and good.
Present, right.
Yeah, so I would smoke after and stuff. But I know people who would smoke into a scene and they would look just fine. It just depends on the person.
Well, heroin, everything I've seen about heroin,
I have
you
not
just
seen
crumpled
heroin.
To the floor. There's no way that you could be in a sex scene, I don't think, on heroin.
Maybe if you're just straight up bottoming, like
just laying
totally
there.
Getting railed and tossed around like a rag doll. Maybe if you're working for kink.com or something and just getting
dominated. Yeah, because they have like gangbang scenes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen girls use like speed, coke, and stuff like that. It's rare. It's really rare. I mean, that I've seen. I'm not going to say it's rare because other people might have had different experiences, but I haven't seen a lot of hard drugs on sets I've been on.
Oh, wow.
But I know that girls, you know, use them, you know, for fun.
This is so interesting.
Yeah. It's like my penis.
Here's another. You guys, there's a lot of, like, common threads
crossover,
between everybody.
Yeah.
So both of you do shows at Dronebox. Am I saying it right? Yes. Dronebox Labs.
Right.
Dronebox Labs, dronebox.com. My show is Kitten to Cougar, which I do with
Sally Mullins.
Comic Sally Mullins.
She's been on the show. She's been on the podcast. Yeah. She's amazing.
She's the best. And she's we have a show.
BF.
Yeah. Every Saturday at midnight on dronebox.com. And it's like a sex-themed... She's like the, you know, the comedian, and I'm like the sex expert, and we do like... Dating, we talk about dating and sex, and we have like hot young actors and comics on. We curb on them.
Yeah, well, I was on that one time.
And... Yeah, he was our token gay guest.
Piper says it's the best sex show ever.
Wow.
Thank you, Piper.
Piper's so awesome. Sweet.
She's on her shit. Is she local?
Shit.
I need an intern.
Where do you live?
She's on, I think she's in the on the East Coast somewhere.
Piper, where do you live?
I'm gonna say Maryland.
Maryland.
I don't want to say too specific. I don't know if she wants people knowing her exact.
I'm putting $5 on Connecticut.
Let me give you her address.
Yes, it's Maryland. Yes.
Is it Maryland?
I got it. I remember.
How'd you know?
Because I talk to her all the time.
Oh,
she's a super fan.
I need to talk to her.
Talk to her. She's on Twitter. Yeah, she will talk to you. No problem.
Followed and retweeted and what have you.
Yay!
She will retweet all your shit. She's awesome.
We were talking about, before I get into that, we were talking about Kitten the Cougar and Drum. So how does that, because I haven't been over there yet, how does that work at Dronebox Labs?
It's an awesome studio with a big green screen, and it's beautiful. They have a cooking show, too, in this amazing kitchen. And, yeah, I started doing a show there, and I brought Sally on, and she brought other comics on, and so we have, like, a whole bunch of friends that have shows. Like, most of the people that have shows there are, like, we're all friends.
Yeah.
It's like a little... you know, web show family. I love it. I love that, like, all my friends go there. It's like, are you going to drum today? So, we all, like, do commercials for each other's shows and, you know, retweet each other. And you have a show
that's
there,
dope.
Too.
Yeah, what's your show? We kind of talked about it when I was over at your house that day.
It's called Queen of the Court.
So good.
So, it's like Judge Judy. And, like, okay, like, I have a problem being mean to people.
You do?
Like, I love... No, I'm not...
Paris
yeah,
like, is
like, real
I see
wife.
You all the time.
What are you talking about, Paris? I
can see you on camera. Like, if you need to be sassy, I need to be, like,
well,
bitchy,
like, on camera. So, like, it's like
I saw the
alter
commercial.
Ego. It's me just yelling at people like Judge Judy. I'm so the queen of the court. And so you two would come with some kind of stupid litigation.
I would be like, she borrowed my retainer, and now it doesn't fit my teeth right anymore.
I'd be like, she is a bitch, and she slept with my man.
No. And I yell at people. Like, I make the most, like, I'm the most sexist, most racist, most classist. I'm like, get a job!
You're like, Mr. Inappropriate.
What do you do for work? And somebody was like, student. I was like, that's what everybody says when they can't get employed.
Oh.
Aren't you like 30? Shouldn't you have a job?
You are good at being mean.
Well, I mean, but like...
Not
I
in
like
real
to,
life,
I like,
though.
I can't be mean to people in real life, but
you're
I love
sweet,
being
but
mean
that's
to people
cool
on TV.
That you have that outlet, so
I
you're
love
like,
it.
Yeah, I can be a dick.
Yeah, you can vent, like if you're mad that day with your road rage and shit, you can just go on your show and just take it out on
You come in and
guests.
You're like, I'm changing the characters' names. This one's Leanne and this one's Paris. Look here, bitches! And then
everybody's
you start
shocked.
Ranting.
They were like, you were so mean to me. And I'm like, I told you I was going to be mean.
I'm the queen of the court,
I'm
bitch!
The queen of the court.
I saw the commercial, you're like, order! You're like, hitting it.
See, that would be one of the ones that that we sell on our app.
Yes.
Order, order.
Order the court, bitch. I was just cracking up watching the commercial for it. I'm like, oh my God.
I get to wear a scarf, and I get to pound on my table and yell at people. It's great.
You have a judge robe and then like a scarf and then a fabulous scarf over the judge robe.
So fun. Yeah. Do you have a bailiff? Is there a bailiff?
Well... You know what? I had a dancing bailiff, but we had to cut him. But Michael does the final interviews, and he's really... Michael's my boyfriend.
Yes.
And he is really
mean. He does
mean.
A thing, like, where you come through the doors, and they're like, what do you think about the
verdict? Yeah.
Totally. And then he goes, like, so you're a huge mess, huh? What's your... You know, like, he's like...
That's awesome.
It's like, wow... So,
I didn't think he went on camera. Oh, yeah, he did go on camera
in
the show, the F-List show. Yeah, he was like, everything he would do, he'd be like...
Oh, God.
Maybe
oh, God.
I should be the sassy bailiff like the Roz from Night Court. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be bothered. But...
I think it should come on as litigation if you don't mind me yelling at you.
Oh, yeah. No, I can.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe you can sue, I don't know, somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, the idea of the show is, like, okay, and I'm accepting applications for people who want to do this.
So, hit up Aiden Park Show, right? Yeah. At Aiden Park Show on Twitter and all that if you
might get some new guests.
So, if you come on, so the idea is, it's not even qualifying for small claims court, whatever you're suing each other for.
Okay.
And so you're, like, suing each other.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, $20 pens.
Right.
Or whatever.
Is it right. Every week that you do your show?
You know, it's not like on a schedule. It's like we
it's
record
like
a bunch.
Podcast. It's not on the schedule.
We record however many, and then I can time release them on YouTube. Okay. But I haven't released the first episode yet.
You haven't?
Yeah, it's going to be in the new year.
Yay.
So now, yeah. So you're recording. Now you're live,
we're
right?
Live. Saturday at midnight.
Kid and Cougar, yeah. Saturday at midnight.
Every Saturday at midnight.
So where do they go? I mean, forgive my... ignorance here on the technology side of shit. But if I want to watch you guys Saturday night, what do I need to do?
So if you want to watch it live, you would go to dronebox.com and it's just right there live streaming on the first page you're at.
If you see two hot girls, you're in the right spot.
You're in the right spot. If you can type dronebox.com into the browser, you're there. And then like the next week,
we certainly hope you're capable of at least that.
If you're not, you don't deserve to watch the show.
Exactly.
You don't deserve it. And then we put it the next week, the episode from the last week, we'll go on our YouTube channel, which if you just go to YouTube and put kitten number two cougar, one word, kitten two cougar, just type that in the search. You can watch all our old episodes. I think we're at episode 17, not 50 episodes, which is a huge accomplishment. And we're on the 50th episode. We're like super special.
Yes, you guys are super
special. We're so
special.
We have I think we just shot episode 18 was our Christmas special that we shot last night.
Have you had any other gay people on the show yet?
No, but we're going to have our first, all our guests have been young hot guys. We're gonna have our first older gentleman. He's gonna be a 75-year-old and he's gonna be our token puma.
Is he cute?
Is
it Marty?
I don't know. Sally found him.
I think it's Marty Ross.
Maybe.
Probably.
Probably.
Oh,
I don't know.
Marty Ross.
Yeah.
If it's
Sally's
a comic, Sally
Ross.
Finds them and just sends
and
them
he's
to
like
me.
80 years old.
Yeah.
She said 75.
Okay. He looks pretty good for 75.
Oh, yeah?
Actually.
Yeah, he hams it up, I think.
I'm excited to have an older gentleman on the show because it'll be different because we had you on as our only gay guy and he'll be our first older guy. So
we got into a huge fight on the show.
Oh, over Paul
you guys
Walker.
Did?
Leanne, I would like your opinion on that.
Oh, God. Walker. Look, it's probably something I don't know because I'm horrible.
Lucky Sally's not here because Sally was very upset.
What? She wasn't really.
No,
Sally was supposed
don't
to be
the
here.
Fourth wall.
But she's ill. Sally,
upset.
She better.
On camera. No, but yeah, that's her man, and no, I like him too, but we have a segment that's called Hot Dead Guy of the Week, and it's a guy
okay,
who's
wait, oh yeah,
passed.
I was about to say he's dead, right? That's what I was
yes,
about to say.
He's dead, and Sally was, Sally usually gives the info on his death.
Did she talk about how it's a fucking mystery, and it's some bullshit and shenanigans up
no,
in that bitch?
No, is it?
Yeah.
She knew all about that. I don't even, I'm just here's the guy, oh, he's hot, and then she'll give, the facts.
Right.
But Aiden was, not having him... he was not sympathizing with the fact that he died in a car crash with the guy driving recklessly. And then...
We didn't even mention who it was. You know who we're talking about?
I know what we're talking about.
Yeah? Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Paul Walker. I don't feel bad for him.
Well, I think there's a whole other
side
Sally of that situation that
like
I really
he
don't
wasn't
get
driving.
Into.
Sally kept going, he wasn't driving. She was he wasn't driving.
Well, no, but I feel bad for him about as much as I feel bad for any other person in that situation. Because he's, a celebrity who, says lines, I'm supposed to act like he was some huge contribution to society?
But,
no!
Well, actually, and I don't know the facts, but actually, he did make a lot of contributions
charity,
to society.
He
it's a
really,
tax write-off.
Thank you,
please, give me a break. Give me a break.
No, it was other things.
He needs a tax write-off.
Time, and it was other things. He really was, a do-gooder kind of dude, from what I understood.
He was. And what was the mystery? Was
and
that,
I don't
there,
even think he's, all that hot, so I'm really just relaying
is
facts.
Is there a conspiracy theory, about
yeah,
his
there
death?
Is a
what is
why?
It?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Wait a minute. What? You can't, why not? Why not?
I'll Google it.
Wait, why not?
Well, I don't know. I just, look.
I want to
the title
see.
Of the show, guys, is Leanne Tooker is Not Crazy. Let's stick to helping me set the record straight out there in the world that I am not crazy. and talking about a conspiracy theory about Paul Walker's death.
I'll look it up on my phone privately on the DL.
I'm so curious.
Well, right, you know, right after we go off air, when everyone else runs to their computers to Google it, we'll sit around and chat about it.
I want to know.
Off air.
Shoot. So I can be like face aiming.
Is it really interesting?
Yeah, it is.
I love that shit. I love that shit.
There's some shit that is like unexplainable. Like, I'm not saying I know anything, but I am saying there's a bunch of things that don't make sense in a bunch of ways.
He's like the 9/11 of hot guys.
But why would they do... Okay, like, why? What?
We're gonna reserve this for...
Oh, this is killing me.
Yeah, no, and this is good. We're gonna get everyone to run to their computers. That's what's gonna be so fun.
Killing me.
I know Paris because, you know, she runs around with Sally and I'm a comic and I see these people and we have good times and drink sometimes and things like that.
Yeah, I get to meet all these cool comics through Sally.
There were all these things that I don't know about you, which is always happens. Anytime I research my guests, I'm always like, oh my God, you're like 20 million times more amazing than I thought you were and I had no idea, you know? But there's a lot of cool things. One was that you wrestled, which I need to, probably a little more detail on what that means, but under the name of Roxy Blade?
Yes, Roxy Blade.
Roxy Blade.
Not Foxy Blade, Roxy Blade. I
took it to the
70s. I have a Roxy Blade Twitter, but I don't never use it anymore. So it's like sexy wrestling.
Yeah. Are you naked? Are you in a bathing suit?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm in a bikini. Sometimes I'm topless. Sometimes I'm naked, depending on the match. And there's certain other wrestling companies I've worked for. Like, there's one called DT Wrestling that I wrestle a lot for. And then I have my own site.
Is this mud wrestling? Is it oil wrestling?
No,
it's just straight wrestling.
It's in a real wrestling ring.
Do you kick ass?
Sometimes. It depends on the script.
That's what I was going to say. Are you, like, trying to kick ass, or are you just trying to
look good?
Well,
they tell us
who's
going to win.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Well, just like real
wrestling.
I'm
not going to say that. I'm not going to say that that's how real wrestling is, but that's how
I'm going to say it, though.
You can say it. I just don't, you know, I'll have people mad at me.
Yeah.
I don't think
I have any wrestler fans, but if I do, I'm sorry if I offended you.
I don't want to break anybody's dreams, like ruin anyone's, you know, fantasies. But I, you know, sometimes I lose, sometimes I wrestle. I prefer to lose. I like losing. It takes more acting. It's more fun for me. I like getting tossed around.
It's probably, like, sexier
to
be like...
Yeah, I like getting put in moves and stuff.
And the economy of this is like men who get turned on by watching two women wrestling. Is that the economy?
Yeah, like
this
maybe
is
they're
a live,
watching.
This is a live performance people come to, or
no,
this is a videotape?
No, these are videos.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
And then let me plug my own really quick, ProStyleFantasies.com. Okay.
You don't have to do it really quick. We're here for you guys, man. Promote all your shit.
ProStyleFantasies.com is under my company, my production umbrella, even though I don't really wrestle there anymore, just because I got kind of burnt out of working with my best friend. We won't get into that. Just, you know, if you love someone, don't work with
them. Did you feel like you got any kind of a workout while you were doing
it? Yeah, sometimes I'm really sore afterwards, especially with Pro Style Fantasies. It's very shot very, like, cinematically, so we cut a lot, but at DT, sometimes I'll go 11 minutes without cutting.
Wow.
It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but when you're, you know, getting put in holds and flipped around, it's forever. And then we'll be like, how much time has passed? And it's like 3 minutes, and it feels like an hour.
Wow. You're like,
and I'll be
break.
Sore. Yeah, I'll be like, I don't have to go to the gym today. I worked out. That was enough.
Wow.
Sometimes it was under Paris Kennedy. It was Roxy Blade for Pro Style Fantasies, and then Paris Kennedy for DT. And yeah, it's fun. I like it. I like getting all sweaty and tossed around and stuff. Rarely, but yeah, here and there.
She's open, you know.
Yeah, I'm worried about more about getting injured.
If the right offer presents itself.
Yes. Yeah, no. And I get these guys who are like, how much for a wrestling session? I know girls who are session wrestlers where they...
What is...
A guy, you know, like it's like a fetish session where they will go to like a guy's house and like...
Wrestle him
for money.
Wow.
And I know girls have gotten injured doing
that.
So, and even the girl stuff, like, girls get injured. So that's why I don't do it so much anymore. Like, I didn't care when I was younger, and I was like, whatever. Yeah. But now I'm like, I put money into my body, and I don't want it, you know, accidentally.
Well, yeah, and when you're younger, you don't think about it. You're just like, I'm invincible.
Yeah, because accidents happen. I mean, we try and fake punches, but I've newer girls who don't really know what they're doing. Like, punch me in the face for real and stuff. And I'm like, you know, the company's not going to pay if I have to go fix bones.
Yeah,
God.
They
don't
should, but they're not going to. I mean,
if I hit the face, I would have hit that bitch back.
Oh, man. I'm like, keep doing that. There was one girl who kept hitting me over and over again in the kidney, and we're always like, don't hit around the kidney area. Oh, you could do a lot of damage, but like she kept doing it.
By accident,
what's her name?
Or
can
like,
we call her out? I'm mad.
Who knows?
Dumb bitch, whoever you were.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but like my kidney was like my kidney area were like sore for like 2 weeks afterwards. So it's you know, it's staged, but it's still a workout. It's a workout, and you still get hurt.
Terrible.
I know girls who've worked for those companies and broken bones and stuff.
So
it's not worth it. It doesn't pay that much.
No,
really.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah.
Aiden has a very expressive face right now.
That sounds painful.
But it's guys who like watch wrestling and they're like, what if those girls were fighting but they were naked?
Yeah.
Like, like that's who we're catering to. It's
people
who are like, what if, you know, they're jerking off thinking about those girls being naked. We're like, here we are really naked and we're going to wrestle.
And they're like, oh my God. And
they're like, here's my wallet.
Yeah, they're like, I'm losing my mind. And then Aiden, again, and I know Aiden, I mean, I thought I knew some shit about you, and then I'd look you up on the internet, and there's like a gazillion things. Did you know, comedy, he's got appearances on Comedy Central, Tosh.0, NBC, TV Guide, Hulu, acting, TV shows, trauma on NBC, Adam TV, Comedy Central, I mean, Jesus Christ, like, dang. PBS, CBS, like, fuck off, I don't even want to read them all. I don't have a single TV credit. Well, I do, my commercial. Was just on
what, I mean, are you allowed to reveal it?
It's not my commercial. Let me rephrase. I was in a commercial in which I thought I would get more FaceTime than I actually got, but said commercial did well anyway, even though you have to like pause it and go, there I am. Do you see me? Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a national commercial. You can get money.
It was on a special on Spike for the funniest commercials of 2015 or whatever.
Cool.
What is it? What is it for?
It was a commercial for, it's a group called, it's through a bank, but the group is called Society of Grown-Ups. It's supposed to, like, help people, like, learn how to be responsible with their money and shit. Yeah.
I need that. Can I? I need to watch this commercial.
And they have, like, they had a girl, two girls, trying on bridal dresses. And then she's like, and I'm the friend, and I'm recording her on the iPhone. And my footage from the iPhone is the actual commercial. Huh. So it was really my camera skills as well, might I add. And I'm like, oh, girl, you look great. And she's like, I think this is the one. And, you know, they're having that moment or whatever. And then homeboy comes over to tell her how much it costs. It's like some huge amount. And by the way, homeboy was an attractive actor that I enjoyed spending the day with.
And then,
hey, girl.
And then he tells her the price. He steps back. And she's like, you know, taken aback by how much it's going to cost. And then she literally shits bricks, and a pile of bricks fall out from under her.
Oh my God. Wow, that's actually really funny.
And then it says, don't panic. You know, society teaches you blah, 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 whatever.
I love it. I want to go Google this. I'm going to have so much stuff to Google when I get home.
Yeah. We'll have to keep a Google list.
The conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I'm not going to forget about
brick
it.
Brick shitting.
I want to talk about the conspiracy theories on my show. I want to do like a conspiracy theory segment now.
I'm
inspired.
You should
have inspired
me. Hot actors, dead actors conspiracy theories.
I love it. Ooh, we're workshopping here.
That's great.
We're coming up with apps, with
we got phone sex,
ringtones.
Fabulous.
I love it.
It's like a
live business meeting right here.
Unfortunately, it will be recorded and we can replay it later. So if we forget all these amazing ideas. Exactly, because I ain't going to remember a damn thing we came up with.
I can't even remember.
This is like gold for the listeners. They're like, you can get ideas.
Oh my God, they're already like
steal our
patents on shit. Yeah, they're idiots.
Don't steal our fucking ideas.
This is what happens when you do your fucking business meeting live. Guys, this is a bad idea.
We did not think this through.
We did not think this through. So what, of all these wonderful TV things, what was like your favorite or most memorable or the hardest, something? What you got?
What you got,
Aiden?
My first stand-up comedy TV credit was Hulu TV. It was West Coast Comedy Live. And it was so nerve-wracking because I had to do 15 minutes and like the two guys before me were like, pussy, pussy, pussy.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Right.
And I was like, oh my God. And like,
and you came out and went like, dick, dick, dick.
It was really scary.
Good call, Pierce.
It was
like penis, penis, penis.
First of all, it was in Ventura. like Ventura Harbor.
Oh.
And all of the people there, I mean, there was not a gay person. Everybody was like
conservative.
Right. No, they were like riding in like pickup trucks. Okay. And they were like,
they had license plates that said like hates fags.
Yeah. Oh my God. There were cops. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But, I went up there and, I did well.
That's
it
awesome.
Was great.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was amazing, and they were super, super supportive. And so, aww. West Coast Comedy Live is on Hulu TV. You can check it out.
I want to watch you on my TV. On my, that'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of web shows. Actually, I made two appearances because what happened was the first one there was some audio problem, so I went back for the second one. So that was really fun too. Yeah, and I think like that was the most memorable one.
Piper's all over Hulu, just FYI.
Okay.
She's already there.
Hashtag Team Piper.
Yay, Piper.
We love you.
If we're successful, it's going to be at the hands of Piper.
Piper.
She should seriously be like a manager or something because she like just supports like, you know, people and retweets them all the time. And
what's Piper's
gets us
Twitter?
Out there.
Are we allowed to do that? I mean, will she mind?
I don't know.
I mean, if she wants to.
I can't
to,
speak for her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she doesn't mind, she wants but to. Yeah. I doubt she minds, but I don't want to say that.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you her street address.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet out the street address. Oh, she says we can. All right, so let's go ahead and give her cred while we're thinking about it. I know she's just on here.
It's Piper.
At Piper028.
Yeah, that's some number. I'm not going to remember numbers. I didn't do well in math.
028.
Piper was born in 1928. She's very old, but very into technology. And is into fetish models and comedians. So she lives an exciting life, that Piper. All right, cool. I mean, there's so many things. Oh, yeah. I wanted to, like I said, I was being type A and ridiculous about what the apartment needed. I mean, I was vacuuming in areas you guys are never going to check out.
I'm going to crawl around later.
Instead of doing my research because priorities. But I saw something about hookup advice videos that you had done. It might be old that you did.
Oh, yeah.
But it looked fun and I didn't get to watch it. What was the jam?
I had
the
sweet gig for a company that had a bunch of, like, you know those sites that are like hot singles in your area, you know, like hookup sites. And they literally paid me a shit ton of money to make these advice videos, like these sex advice videos, where I just would come up with my own ideas, like, you know, sex tips for traveling on holidays or, you know,
do you have
some of the other ones? Trying to remember.
Do you have any sex tips that we could use?
Yeah. I mean,
watch the. Go
I don't have anyone to try an out on right now, but I will certainly. I'll have this recorded, and I can just, you know,
listen
reference
back,
it back yeah. once. Once
I'm
I get some dick up in the house.
They closed down, so I lost that gig. But it was really fun while it lasted, because I'm like, oh, I get to shoot these videos and come up with them on my own, and like give just different themed sex advice, and they're gonna pay me all this money, and then I would just send in the videos to them, and it was just all over the internet. And it was fun because I can use them now.
Cooking
now they're my sex videos.
Cooking for a Man. This is one of the episodes.
Yeah, Cooking for a Man. I think I say how to make lasagna, and it's just like really ghetto and stuff. It's just like really, really basic. But it's like how to.
I actually
you know,
need
guys
to watch
like
that.
Food. Guys like food.
Yeah.
Here's a sex tip: cook for a guy.
Oh
like,
shit! I'm not following the tip, you guys. I can't.
I
cook.
Love to cook, and guys get like it. They get really impressed, and I like to. I always, if I'm seeing a new guy, and I'm. This is how a guy knows if I really like him. I'll be like, what's your favorite dish? And then I will look it up.
Wow.
And learn how to
wow.
make it.
Wow.
And I will make it. And I always ask them. It's
oh
like
my
seduction. And the guys are just like, what? You know, like.
That probably, that explains a whole lot right there, Paris. Because yes. My refrigerator is that of a bachelor's.
Ah.
I've got like all beverages and some eggs that need to be thrown out. You know what I mean? Like.
That's what E24 is. I'm going to plug E24 here.
I love
E24.
I hate them all, but I do LA Bites.
I don't like to. It's an app for ordering from like restaurants that are near you. It shows like restaurants near you.
And they just they'll go
and
pick
they
it
deliver.
Up at the restaurant.
That even if they don't normally deliver, it's great.
Oh, wow.
I've spent so much money. They should sponsor me with all the money I've spent. But no, I don't like cooking for myself, but I love cooking for other people. And then I get really domestic. I love cooking and cleaning for guys I'm dating and stuff. But then for myself, I'm just. the opposite. I'm just like, whatever.
I like 24. See, I feel like, let me find a dude who can cook, and then I will clean like a motherfucker.
That's fair. Teamwork. That's fair. Yeah.
Because, you know, no one who cooks wants to then fuck with cleaning the kitchen.
I don't do dishes. I do not. I hate doing dishes. So if the guy can do dishes, I can handle everything else.
Okay.
Everything.
So I'm just going to flip-flop. I just need a big, manly dude who
guys who can cook are sexy, cooks. Too. That's sexy, yeah. I think. Do you or Michael cook?
No.
No, neither?
No. I actually want to apply for that show, Worst Cooks in America, next season.
Is that a real show?
Yeah.
I've watched it.
Yeah. Michael complains about me all day because I do
you
weird
You would be
things.
Really good on that show, Aiden.
You do
really
try
would.
To cook? You try to cook?
No.
Because your personality is great for that.
I'm a little weird. Like, okay, like, so, like, I like cottage cheese, but it's a lot of protein and there's low carbs. And I like to add tapatio and make it a savory dish. And Michael gags. He's
okay,
like,
I don't even
so
know
gross.
What tapatio is.
That's your hot sauce. It's like
the best hot sauce.
Yeah. And like instead of like chicken noodle soup, I get chicken broth and pour it, and then I like add like a bunch of veggies and microwave it. And Michael's like, that is disgusting. I'm like, it's chicken noodle soup. It's soup. You know. So I really want to go on that show. So
you should.
Any producers are listening.
I'm sure, dude. I'm sure you just email in.
Yeah. I I'm a bad cook. I've never cooked anything in my life. And neither have... I mean, Michael used to be better about it. He used to cook me fried chicken.
What?
Yeah, and like, he used to like do... Now he just kind of doesn't.
Well, now so. He's got you.
Ha 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 ha. You need a slave. A cooking slave.
Yeah. Maybe Paris.
I will totally come over and cook for you guys. I went to Hometown Buffet with them, and it was quite the experience. They will go to Hometown Buffet and... stay for like hours and go a million times. Oh, I could not keep up with them. They kept saying, you need to eat more. And they were like serious. They were like, go get more.
Wow.
More. It would take multiple trips. And like after two at a buffet, because it's so much starch, you know,
yeah.
I'd be full. And I was just like hurting. I was like, no, guys, it's too much. And they're like, more, Paris.
Listen, we got to break even. And.
But I got you followers.
Yes, you did. Oh.
That's
okay.
A good story.
Yeah. So first of all, let's say, okay, we went there with a 2-for-1 coupon.
Yes.
Which is impressive. So we all ate for like $15. And then so while we were there, we did this campaign. Like Paris will show her boobs if 30 people.
I was like, I'll show my boobs at this Hometown Buffet if you follow Aiden. Because he was talking about how he wanted more Twitter followers. He wanted more Twitter followers. So I tweeted my followers like, I will show my boobs at this Hometown Buffet. Follow Aiden. And I said, if he gets... We had a number, like a goal. Like
30.
30 followers. Yeah. I'll show my tits at Hometown
Buffet.
There
were so many bros. Like, all of a sudden, I started getting following from, like, bros.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
It worked. You got all these straight guy followers and stuff.
I have been going about this all wrong. I've been like, maybe if I follow you, you'll follow me back. I need to be like,
no,
yeah,
I don't
Paris,
follow any of these fuckers back.
Show your tits.
And you got tits?
I follow Piper back.
Your own tits.
Yeah. I feel like no one wants to see my tits.
Oh, they do. Everybody
they
wants.
Do. They
yes,
do.
They do.
Everybody does.
Everybody wants to see your tits.
They could already Google my tits, but they can't Google your tits.
That's true.
So they would want to see it even more because your tits are
I feel like I want to do some
push-ups accessible.
And get my tits in, like, fighting shape before
Listen,
I go
like,
showing
them
to the world.
And vaginas are prime real estate. Like, dick is free. Anybody, you know, but like anybody who has tits, man, you use it, use it, use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like tits, you shouldn't be broke.
If I can get 100 followers, I'll show cleavage. That's where I'm. That's what
nice.
I'm willing to
cleavage.
Do.
Cleavage.
Yeah, I can't go full tit. I can't do it
she
right out the
for
gate.
Her career. But Aiden and I are both like total whores for Twitter followers.
Oh, yeah.
So we just worked together and we made it happen. It was great.
Yeah,
we
and
just,
then we went.
We'll do anything for Twitter followers
in
like
front
anything.
Of anything. anything. We'll
disgusting.
Do a lesbian scene.
We would do a super hot lesbo scene, man. Yeah, so I had to go and I lifted up my... Oh, we looked around. There were kids everywhere and shit.
Yeah,
I stood
oh
right
God.
Under the sign. And Aiden has a camera. We're, like, waiting for all these families to leave. And I just, like, lifted my shirt up really quick. And we took it. And it was a special day.
It was great. It was great.
It was Cinnabon week. Then? Is it... You tweeted it?
Yeah, it's there.
Is
oh,
it
yeah.
still out there?
Yeah,
yeah, it was a
somewhere.
While ago. It was like a year ago or something. Yeah,
yeah
maybe
it
about
was,
that. Well, but you can still find it. It's still there.
Yeah, I was going to say, when people start favoriting things from like a year ago, you'll know they're looking for the food.
We'll find it.
Why don't we find it and retweet it, and then maybe we'll get even more followers.
Nice, I will. It'll be a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, great. I'm going to retweet it and be like, give me Twitter followers.
Follow Leanne. I will go to any restaurant. I'll go to the Sizzler and I will show my boobs for Twitter followers for you, whatever. I will be the boobs you can't show.
Oh,
So. New idea. Okay.
Oh, even better.
Out. boobs you won't show.
Like, they're my boobs, and we'll just put your boobs.
We'll Photoshop it. And then that way, if you get in trouble, you can be like, those weren't my boobs.
Well, and they'll look amazing, so I'm like, I don't have to worry about anything. I'll just be like, yeah,
thank you, sorry, Dr.
I'm
Hoffman.
Super boobs. What can I say? Just a comedian with amazing tits. You know how it is.
You could, Aiden, you could make a lot of money doing webcam and stuff.
If I had boobs, yeah.
No, for gay guys.
Really?
I know a lot of guys like, that make
I
money
would.
Doing that.
I would.
Do it.
But like...
You would make more money. There's a million girls doing it. There's less guys doing it.
I totally would. But I don't think Michael would like it.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be very... He wouldn't like it.
Oh, I love the turn that this whole thing is taking. Yes. We went from like... suitable business ideas for everybody. Yeah. That he like,
right?
Well, no, it's, like, it's suitable business ideas for everybody too. Like, if you have boobs, Piper, listen up. If you
she
got
webcam.
Well, yeah, she does. Yeah. Oh my god. Well, there you go.
She did for a while. I think she still does. I don't know.
Oh my god. Are we revealing stuff about Piper that we shouldn't?
You show your boobs on the internet, someone's gonna find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Me, yeah.
Well, all right. Maybe I'll do, like, you know what? Like, the only thing that's keeping me halfway decent is my boyfriend, actually. Like, you know, I
can't rid of him. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Michael. I love Michael so much.
He's not gonna listen, please. He's
okay.
Not gonna listen.
Well, don't tell him I said that.
He will.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I completely forgot. I wanted to bring up Paris because we just have a little bit of time here left. Your tattoos, but I didn't think about it because you're wearing something where I can't see any of them right now.
I can roll up a little bit.
Because I saw something where you were like having to make a point to someone like, hey, I'm tattooed, bitches, so, like, understand what you're asking for type of thing.
Okay.
Like, that must be an issue or, like, a sitch.
Oh, totally, yeah. No, a lot of people were like, don't get tattoos, it's going to ruin your career, and it's going to be over, and...
Oh, but there's, like,
that was true before, and I did lose a lot of fans getting tattoos. The ones that liked me when I was, like, I'm a college girl, you know, back... I've been doing this a long time. So when I was, like, a college girl, you know, when I was,
she's
like...
She's grown, bitches. She's
I'm
a
an
woman
innocent
now.
Girl. I'm an innocent... angel, and they were like, oh, you ruined your perfect body getting tattoos. And I'm like, bitch, I did what I wanted to do. It's my body. I'm going to do what I want with it. But then I got, you know, my true fans stayed, and they supported me. And then I got all these new fans that like tattoos. So it's like,
right.
It wasn't like you lose fans. Same with getting fake boobs and stuff. You lose fans, but then you get a different fan base.
Yeah.
So you're just trading out, you know.
But I think it's about, like,
niching
yourself. Like, I think a lot of people,
well,
like,
I mean,
are afraid
it's like,
to, you know.
Isn't it like Britney? It's like, oh, we saw her one way, and then she grew, and
yeah,
she became...
They don't like change. Yeah, they get so upset.
Well, but
some
I mean,
guys
that's...
will see my old stuff, and they'll come to my Twitter, and they'll see I have tattoos, and they'll be like, and they'll be mad that I don't look the same as I did when I was 23, 24. I'm like, I'm sorry that I changed, that I'm not, that I'm not going to look the same forever. Like, nobody does.
People change in some...
And I got bored. I got bored playing that. You know, I was always, like, the innocent girl, and I wanted to have a new image because I got bored. That was the only way I was going to keep being able to do this, is to switch it up. Otherwise, you get burnt out. You got to switch it up. Mm. Switch it up.
Piper says you're gorgeous, just so you know.
Thank you, Piper. She...
I have a tattoo, you guys.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I do.
Let us see.
I cannot show you. I'll tell you why. Back in the day, my abs were kind of my thing, and I was like... I'm Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. I wear half shirts and low jeans, and I go to the club and dance on the speaker.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, like, who I was. So I had a belly ring, and I fucking got a sun tattoo, and, like, thought I was so cool. Did not think about the fact that the stomach might not always look like that for the rest of my life. The sun has been growing steadily.
That's why, they say if you ever want kids, like, don't get anything in the stomach or hip area.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Yeah,
so you know
happen,
how your
oh
body
my
is
God.
Gonna look. Yeah, when you're younger, you know. So,
wow.
The day I got it, I like it was, you know, it's all still fresh and fucked up and whatever. And I just got one of those, I think they're really for like burns, but it's like a clear gel band aid so you can see through it. Cause I was like, I want everyone to see my dope tattoo, you know.
Totally.
So I put that on there and I went to the club with my fucking gel band aid and shit.
Wow.
And now I'm like, ugh, I gotta get things in order before I can show it to anybody.
Yeah,
I might have an old picture after the thing I could show you.
Can we? Can
mm-hmm,
we see it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos are
you can
great
tweet it.
Of the
you can tweet. Okay. Like,
oh,
so
I'll
if,
tweet
like,
that.
Yeah,
I'll tweet
mm-hmm,
that one.
Yeah, great. And if you get 30 followers, then Paris will show her boobs.
And then I can say yes.
I will. For my friends. I'll do anything for my friends.
That's so funny.
I'm a giver.
I believe that, Paris.
I am. You can... there's proof on the internet, okay? I am a giver.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait to retweet that thing in front of the hometown buffet. It's so classy.
I know. It's got to be... I tweeted it, so it's got to still be up there. I know I didn't delete it.
Yeah. I know.
And we should tweet at hometown buffet. That would be great.
They would be so mad.
They're like, you can never come back to home. They'll
have my picture up at every hometown.
Or like, you should be like, I'm only taking it down if I get a lot of free dinner coupons.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great.
For life.
Oh, my God. I think I want to go there tonight.
I will threaten Hometown Buffet.
You guys, we have come up with like at least 6 money-making schemes during the course of our show.
We're freaking hustlers.
Well, we like money and we like sex. I think that's what we all that's have true. In common here.
That is.
Yeah, so different from the rest of humanity.
Well, I don't think people are as shameless about it as we are.
They're probably hiding it. Yeah.
We're like, we
hide the crazy, but we're going to let out the sex.
Yeah. Leanne Tooker might not be crazy, but we are.
Yeah. She's the sanest one here, which is saying a lot.
That's right. I am so sane, you guys. Oh, my God. I am so very sane.
Don't ruin her image. Going.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure everybody knows I'm batshit crazy at this point.
The best artists are.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. I mean, that's what makes
us history. Just look, read a book. It's true.
So what I usually do near the end of the show, before you guys are going to get a chance to tell everyone where to find you and follow you and watch all of our top 5 stuff and, you know, boobs and all of that. But so there's like 3 little questions and it's sort of like a personal getting to know you guys. So we'll go to Paris first. What would we find in your refrigerator if we looked in it today?
Today, because I really need to go grocery shopping, you'd find like 1 egg, a whole bunch of condiments. And a whole bunch of condoms.
I like them cold. Because I like them.
My vagina overheats. I have to keep it in the fridge.
I keep the condoms cold.
Wait, what's a condom? Just kidding. Back just to safe kidding. Sex, kids.
Yep, safe sex for realsies.
Do it.
Aiden, what about your refrigerator?
Oh, just water bottles.
Just water. Oh, that's right. You guys don't cook.
Yeah, we
so
don't
really
cook.
Have...
Yeah, water bottles. Cheese and salami. We keep cheese and salami on hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cheese is definitely. I always have cheese on hand,
too. Cheese.
There's probably Parmesan cheese somewhere in there.
The way I eat is very much tied to not having to do much to prepare things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if there's something delicious that requires some work, or there's just some crap over here that I can just grab, I'm just grabbing the crap.
Yeah.
Like, the works.
Totally.
It's not treating myself very well, actually, now that I think about it. Christmas. It's Christmas. So, like, what's your Christmas jam? Like, last night, just for instance, I was at a show. It was the set list show, Cyrus's.
Yeah.
Cyrus Nadepour.
Yeah.
Very funny comedian, Cyrus Nadepour, friend of Paris and Aiden. Has a show at the
CIA,
in Hollywood.
Tell me what that stands for again. The
Center for
Something Abnormal
Arts. No, wait. The Something Institute.
Circus. Anyway, it's like a fucking freak show place.
We're the
with
worst.
Weird lighting and ghosts.
There's
and
real mummies. There's real dead bodies there.
Oh my God.
Like the family, like a
really
approved.
Weird.
It's
weird
like a circus.
Stuff.
Okay. It's crazy. It's like a haunted house.
Yeah.
With a
haunted house / freak show from back in the day. When
you'd
be like, look at the babies with the two
heads. Yeah, there's
and
like
shit.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah.
And stuff. It's crazy. It's my favorite space in LA. Like when they moved their
it
show
there. It was
actually
pretty cool.
I was so happy because it's closer to me and it's an awesome space. It's my favorite venue probably in all of LA.
Wow.
I'm going to go that
so,
far.
We did a show where you draw 5 topics out of the hat.
Yeah.
And it's comedy, burlesque, and music.
Clown
and so,
immersion therapy.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And
yeah.
So the burlesque gal, Ginger, last night, she was awesome, would write the 5 things that you pulled. So you've got them on the list so you won't forget. And then you do your thing. So some holiday shit was in there. And I was like,
You're like, no.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything happy to say. Fucking holidays. I did get some holiday shit and I worked through it. But so my point is, when I say Christmas thoughts, like it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to, if it's not your jam, you don't have to be like, hey, happy love and joy for, you know, just,
I love
but
Christmas.
What's your, you do,
love
okay.
It. Love yeah. Christmas. What's my jam though? What do you
yeah,
mean?
Like, what,
like song?
No. Like what's your thing about Christmas? Like what's your, like I love wrapping presents.
Oh, presents.
And my,
yeah, giving
I love...
presents. I love getting presents. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I have a bunch around my tree from fans. I'm waiting to Christmas. For Christmas to open, but I love giving them. I love making. I just made a gift basket for Drome, and I had so much fun doing that. And I love finding, you know, like creative things for different people.
Yeah,
I love presents. Presents, man. And I decorate. I have a tree. I have a wreath up. I'm gay for Christmas. I'm so.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. It is.
Because you're like, you're either that kind of person.
Yeah.
Or the other kind. Or you hate it. And I used to be that kind. I went all, I had all kinds of shit over the time.
Yeah.
And
Maybe I'll get there one day, but I'm just going to keep loving it.
No, I think you're in, I think that's the healthier place to be, for sure.
It's just so much fun. Presents and the food is so
I do like giving things, because I'm a pretty good, like you'll say something today. And 6 months later, I'll remember that about you.
If you're
and I'll
a good
be like,
listener,
I'm going to blow her mind when I get her the yada yada sex toy or whatever.
I love their reaction. If you're a good listener, and you can, you're a good gift giver because you remember shit. Yeah.
And then their reaction is so great. Like they
You're like, I did it.
Yes.
I won. Me.
I love it.
Me.
Yes. Type A gift giving. But you know you'll always get a good gift.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. What's your jam with Christmas, Aiden? Or do you have a jam?
I'm like real indifferent.
Do you
like
celebrate Christmas? Is that your thing? I guess I should have asked everybody that first.
Not really. Kind of, I mean, I guess. Like, I mean, whatever.
Are you raised with Christmas trees or
no? The thing is, okay, like this is the deal with me and my friends, and you guys are my friends, so you know this. There's an unspoken expectation among us, and you already probably know this, and we didn't even talk about it. You're not going to get a gift from me, and you're not going to gift me.
That is correct.
Correct, right? Everybody, like, well, no matter how close of friends we are, I'm not going to gift you, you're not going to gift me. That is an unspoken rule.
Until we've made the level of success where it's like,
then maybe.
It's fun to buy everybody Cartier watches.
But it's just not going to happen with me. It's just not going to happen. Nobody expects anything from me.
I didn't get you a gift, so I guess I knew that. I think instinctively I
And did you expect a gift from me?
No.
See? So it's like, whatever. So it's
I'm like, we'll go to hometown, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I have to, like, send a thing to the family every year and go, just a reminder, I don't think we should exchange gifts.
You know. A good thing, I don't... Maybe I enjoy Christmas because I'm not close with my family. Like, it's all about, like, me and my friends. Like, I don't have to do the family stuff. If I did have to do the family stuff, maybe I would hate Christmas. I don't know.
We don't do family stuff. I mean, we don't get together. I just send the email saying, like, basically...
I send a gift to my
mom. Don't
send
me a check.
Oh, you do? That's good. Yeah, I'll, like, send her gifts and stuff. Yeah, that's that. That's that.
Yeah.
No. It's enough. But my friend, then my friends, like, buy, that's who I buy the real good gifts for.
Yeah.
So I'm close with my friend. I'm close with my friends.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, for
chosen
some people.
Family.
Exactly.
Chosen family.
That's what I was about to say. For some people, our friends are our family.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
Yeah. And that's actually better because you choose them.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You select them on criteria, whereas the others
you just stuck with them. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, our last question. Usually it's something I ask comics, so it's usually like, what's your worst show, hecklers, yada, yada, yada. So for Paris, what's like your worst work experience? You know, I don't know if wrestling went bad. Well, it did. You got hit in the face. That's not good. But
that was just like.
You're like, that's not the worst.
No. I'll take being punched in the face over, that's the worst. I guess. I don't know. I'm blanking. Shit.
Well, that's actually good, though, that you don't have such a big quantity of bad things
that
have gone down.
Fans expecting free shit, not paying for stuff, stealing my work on tube sites. Oh. That's not cool. Yeah, that's, I mean, that hurts my business. And then they want me to tweet. And then I post so many free pictures every day on Instagram and Twitter. And then I'll still have people like, take a selfie for us right now. And I'm like, dude,
I'm not
posting
your dancing
all
monkey.
This free content. And you, I know you don't, if you're asking free shit, you don't pay for it. You're ripping myself off. Or they'll be like, I love your scene from, you know, and then they'll name a tube site. And I'm like, that means you stole my shit. Like, no, you're not my fan if you steal my shit.
That's
if you guys want me to keep tweeting, you guys, I have to pay my bills like everybody else, you know?
That is very similar to the plight of the comedian.
Yes.
We give away
entertainers.
Too much. Yeah. Too much
general,
free.
Yeah.
Free funny.
Support
I mean, Aiden's looking like he gets paid on every show, so
support us. He's like, I got Hulu shows, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, did you see my credits, bitch? I gets paid.
Okay. I'm good. Support all of us. We don't work for free. You know?
No.
We have
and
bills
really,
to pay.
I mean, yeah. And it's...
Who?
Huh?
Who?
I said really.
Oh, I heard
it. Really?
Who?
I was just going to say, really, we do it, you know, for your love, so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I love doing it, but I also want to, you know, survive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good, so. It's good. Food is
I
good.
I need the balance, so.
What's your worst situation? You got a heckler situation, Aiden? You got something?
Oh.
Did something fall from the ceiling?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Actually, you're headlining the show.
Oh, shit.
You're headlining the show. Tanya Morales, you know that show?
Yeah, January 8th, headlining in Santa Ana. Just saying, come out.
I'm warning you about that show right now.
Okay.
This is what happened.
That's right. I'm kind of good at crowd control.
This is juicy.
This will be good. Let's hear it.
Okay, so.
I'm glad I'm getting the heads up.
I went up there and I had to do 45. Okay. And there was this guy who was so, and that this is like a bar.
Right. Okay?
Like
she did tell me that.
I mean, and this guy was drunk, and I said some gay joke, and he was like, "How do you know you're gay?
Oh, no.
How do you know you're gay?
Oh, no.
How do you know you're Asian? How do you know you're gay?" And like, it was like screaming, and he just kept walking closer, and then he had to be escorted out, and I just had to finish my set. It was like, and I was like, I'm not going to leave. I am not going to
leave.
And
then afterwards, I get that way too.
Oh, God. So, I mean, the good thing is, I did okay.
Yeah.
So then afterwards.
It makes you stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately.
I felt like, oh, confident, because I was getting ready for something else. I was like, oh, great. Awesome. I won't bomb. But then I got in the car and Michael was like, "You have got to stop putting yourself through this."
Oh. Michael is also a non-comic, so
he was like, I don't understand why you would do this.
But all comics would do it.
But I'm like, it's awesome. That's why. And I'm like, I was super happy.
Listen, that's the thing is, I feel like with every fucked up show, every weird situation, doing it in a laundromat, doing it, you know, when there's kids, doing it when there's not kids, doing it for the teachers, doing it in the backyard, doing it, you know, all of these things, you're handling all these situations, you're learning to adjust so that when that big motherfucking situation comes along that matters,
you got it.
No problem.
It toughens you up. You guys wouldn't do it if you didn't love doing it.
It's not easy. It's not for like the somebody who's
it's hard. I mean, I have to deal with these people online and stuff, but you guys got to deal with your audience in person. Like, if you have I can have a drunk guy yelling at me on Twitter, and I just block him. You can't block somebody in person. I mean, I think it's just harder.
To live performance
and stuff. Like, I could not be a stand-up comic. I've had friends who are. I've dated them. I've been to a lot of shows, and I could definitely not do it.
You're a great audience member.
I love going to them. I laugh loud. I'm always like, invite me to your show. I laugh really loud. I love comedy. I love going to shows. I'm a huge fan of comedy and different comics, but I could, like, seeing the life of a comic, I couldn't do it. I don't have the thick skin for it. So I have nothing but respect for comics. You guys are awesome. And I know that you guys have that drive to do it. Like, you have to. Even if you have bad shows, you just have to keep doing it. You know?
Absolutely.
You're not going to just... I mean, some people might run away and stuff, but...
Then they're not a real comic. Please run, because there's too many motherfuckers out here.
Get out of here.
Saying that they're
comics. It weeds out the weak, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I feel like. I feel like, look, I may not... like, know all the right people or make all the right decisions, but I'm a one resilient motherfucker, I will be standing here when a lot of people can't.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they kill me first. Like, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, so we are at the point in my show where we should find out what you've got going on, the different shows, where they can find you, your Twitter, anything you want to shout out.
Okay.
Guys, pay attention. Get your pens out.
Yeah, get your pens out. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at Paris Kennedy, one word, both for both of those sites. Kitten to Cougar is on drumbox.com live Saturday at midnight. And we also have a YouTube channel. Just put in Kitten to Cougar, the number 2. Kitten to Cougar, one word. Because I don't know the YouTube link. It's a bunch of numbers and I don't know how to memorize. My site.
It'd be funny if you did. You were like 9Y3G.
/colon. Smiley face.
Get your pens out, guys. I'm about to be annoying.
And then pariskennedy.com is my site. So it's my name.com. Everything is just my name on every site. So if you can't find it.
Admittedly, when I did the research, you kind of only have to Google Paris Kennedy. Google me, bitches. That's where I am.
Join my site. Buy my clips. Follow me. I'm very active on Twitter and Instagram. I tweet and IG daily, multiple times. Day long. So follow me. It's dope.
She's dope, guys. She's so dope.
Funky and fresh, guys.
Hey, we have to trust our dopeness, you guys. That's our goal for 2016.
Trust our dopeness.
I like it. I'm going to make a t-shirt.
All right, Aiden, what you got?
Queen. Aiden Park Show.
Yes.
AIDANPARK Show. Mm-hmm. On Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram if you want. I never do it. So
you need to.
That's what
the kids are all
doing. I hate it. I'm not a big
I love Instagram.
I'm the worst
I love Instagram
gay.
Too.
And I was like, I will hate it. And then I'm like, oh, I'm all Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
It took me a while. It took me a while, but then now I'm all about it.
No. Well, you want to get more Twitter can follow followers. Me, but you're probably not going to see anything from me. So,
what a great self-promotion.
Yeah. I'd recommend Twitter. I tweet every day. And I have a show coming up on January 4th at the Laugh Factory, and I have a guest list that I can give to all the listeners of the show.
Oh, free passes to the Laugh Factory, you guys.
So if you guys want to tweet me, then I will set that up. That's at the Hollywood Laugh Factory, January 4th at 8. And also the episode, the top five episode with Leanne is
going
to come out this Thursday.
Can we tell them what that one's about, or is it a surprise?
Sure, go ahead.
What that one was about?
Wait, what was it about?
Depression, superpowers, and the other one was, oh.
Oh, not so obvious signs.
Not so obvious signs that you're getting old.
Yeah. So that should be really fun.
Not that I was speaking from experience. I had to go out and poll old people to find out about that.
She interviewed them on the street.
Because I feel young and spry and still have a tattoo on my stomach.
But,
And also, you Queen of... But where can they find the Queen
it's
of the
all
Corn?
On the... So if you go to YouTube and you, you know, search Aiden Park on the F list, top five with Aiden.
Yeah.
Any one of those. Or Aiden Park, you know.
He's like, bitches, I'm everywhere.
Yeah. So if you just type in Aiden Park.
I can't list all my shows for you. Just go to YouTube.
Yeah. So I'm there. And please subscribe and yada, yada, yada. Blah,
yes,
blah, blah.
I subscribed.
Yay! Thank you, Leanne.
Yay. And myself, I, on Facebook, you can definitely friend me as Leanne Tooker. But also, if you could go to Funny Leanne Tooker and like that page. I've been really striving to hit a certain number. It's a low number. We don't have to get into numbers. But I really need some help in that department. If we could get a few likes going on. I think Paris Kennedy just liked me. Didn't you just like?
I think I did, yeah.
I think she just liked the page earlier today. Yeah. And what
good
else?
Page,
on
page.
The 28th, so my last show of the year will be Comics on the Spot at the Warehouse in Marina Del Rey. And then in January, I've got some cool shows. I've got that bar show in Santa Ana. So if you want to check my schedule and come out to that and maybe, like, do bodyguard work.
Yeah, beat up anyone who's drunk and yelling.
Yeah. Sounds like I wouldn't mind having a posse come with me on that particular deal. And then, of course, I don't know. Actually, my Leanne Tooker is Not Crazy listeners may not know this, but I'm now a part of Generation U Radio also. Do a little cross promotion, and they have a radio show every Friday. I'm the assistant producer for that show, and it's a good time, and it's rooted in hip hop music, which is kind of my jam, even though it doesn't look like it from the outside. And I just mean that I look like a conservative person, not that I look like, you know, I mean, I am a white person, but but I look conservative. I don't think, yeah. Anyway, I've never.
This is not a trap house.
But anyway, so yeah, Generation U Radio. So lots of stuff going on for all of us. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Piper, you're dope. You're the bomb.
Yay.
Thanks for being Paris's number one fan and hopefully a fan of the show here and a fan of Aiden's show. And thanks for coming on, guys. I have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I forget. We get to go out with my theme song. And this time, Paris, if you need to laugh, you go right
ahead. Yay. I do. You need it. Ah, you got my boobs.
Let's go by. Oi. So hard for me. There we go. New computer, guy. New computer.
You can beatbox.
Do you need
Do you know how to beatbox?
No.
Do you?
No.
I would like for you to beatbox it.
We'll figure it out.
I think, actually, I do want to get a new song for 2016. Like, this has been my jam for a while, but I think,
Now you gotta change it up. New year, new year.
Hey.
Just to make sure.
At Hometown Buffet.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Leanne Tooker is not crazy. Leanne Tooker is not crazy.
You've been listening to Leanne Tooker is Not Crazy on Dig Into It Radio. You've been listening to digintoitradio.com. That's D-I-G, letter N, number 2, ITradio.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And if you like the podcast you listen to now, then you'll love the other shows we have on Dig Into It Radio. So go to iTunes and subscribe today. It's sexy.